The case against Tom DeLay is just one of the issues facing House Republicans as they return from their Thanksgiving break. There's also the budget, hurricane relief, and of course the war in Iraq. John Hostetler was in his Southwest Indiana district during the holiday talking to constituents, and NPR's Andrea Seabrook was with him.
Hostetler is a tax-hating, government-cutting, conservative true believer. But many of his constituents aren't, as he finds out at his regular town hall meetings. On this night, he's in Princeton, Indiana, a small town in the southwest corner of the state. Hostetler starts with a talk about some recent bills before Congress, and then he takes questions where he finds that many people here, like social worker Trish Smith, are worried about what their congressman is doing for the country's poor and most vulnerable.
You've discussed today issues of increasing gasoline costs, lack of jobs. In addition, Congress has reduced by approximately $2 billion assistance for public assistance, food stamps, child support enforcement, and the like.
Hostetler's answer is that there's a perfect storm coming, a fiscal storm that requires him to vote for cuts in government programs.
Forget Katrina, forget Iraq. We were already $800 billion in the red without those. So when you talk about hurting the very least able, insolvency of the federal government would hurt them the most.
Another constituent, Luke Neekum, also wants to know about Hostetler's votes, specifically why he didn't vote for Katrina relief money, but does support other spending.
Why would you support allowing Halliburton of all companies to have a no-bid contract in Iraq and just waste all of our money, billions of dollars, and thousands of Americans have died, and yet you look only towards Katrina and say that's only waste?
Hostetler seems proud to be one of only six House Republicans who voted against authorizing the president to go to war. But he sounds resigned that the war is not going away anytime soon.
As former General Colin Powell said, you know, once you broke it, you own it. We now own it. And we did authorize for the reconstruction of Iraq authority to use significant funds to those contractors that have the experience to do this type of reconstruction work. Halliburton happens to be one of them.
Hostetler continues to take questions about gas prices, meth dealers, Tom DeLay, and immigration. Afterwards, he says there was one question he didn't get that he has gotten everywhere else. How can he vote against the Katrina relief money and then just days later ask for federal money to help victims of a tornado in his district? In answer to that, he says $60 billion for Katrina relief was excessive.
If the governor had asked for 50% more than the annual budget of the state of Indiana for tornado damage in southwestern Indiana, I probably would have opposed it as well.
It's votes like those that makes Hostetler a perennial Democratic target in a district that is long known for bruising campaigns. Its nickname is the Bloody Eighth, and the congressman hasn't helped himself with a series of gaffes. In 2002, for example, a group of breast cancer survivors complained that he rudely told them their disease was a result of having abortions. In 2004, Hostetler went through airport security with a loaded gun in his briefcase. And in his six elections, Hostetler has never won more than 53% of the vote. And there's considerable evidence he's got his work cut out for him again. The Carousel Restaurant in Evansville is a family place. Four ladies play cards in a corner, and Kathy West is having lunch with her family. She says she's not a very political person, but it bothers her that Congress seems to keep cutting benefits for the poor and middle class.
It seems like they take and take and take and take and never give back to the people. And, you know, I know, you know, especially at this time of year, you know, Hostetler's going to have food on his table. He's going to have a roof over his head. And there's going to be people who don't.
Across the dining room, Doris Mangold is eating strawberry jello and chatting with her husband, Jim. She supports Indiana's Republican governor, but says in terms of the Republicans in Congress,
I think that the sooner they get a few of them out, the better off we'll be.
You're right.
This sentiment has been heard more now than at any time since Hostetler was first elected in 1994. That means Hostetler has a lot of work to do in the coming months if he's going to hold on to his seat. And all indications now show that his Indiana district will keep its moniker as the Bloody Eighth. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.